بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي مالك الحارث بن العاصم الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض، والصلاة نور، والصدقة برهان، والصبر ضياء، والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك، كل الناس يخدو فبايع نفسه فمعطيكها أو موبقها. There is the first hadith in the chapter of sabr, and a very beautiful hadith, and of course every hadith is so beautiful and the teachings are so great. In this hadith, Abu Malik Harith ibn al-Asim al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that purity at-tahuru is part of iman, is half of iman. The purity, taharat, our spiritual purity, that is wudu, husal, istinja, to be clean, that is half of iman. And walhamdulillah wa tamla'u al-mizan. And alhamdulillah, the word alhamdulillah is so great that it fills the pan of the scales on the day of qiyamah. Further, wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bayn as-samawati wal-ard. And subhanallah, alhamdulillah, these are those words that fill the scales on the day of Qiyamah, or the reward of it is so great that the space between the earth and the heavens, it fills all that space. So great and so valuable are these words. وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورٌ, and namaz is a light. وَالصَّدَقَةُ بُرْهَانٌ, and charity is a proof for a person, is a proof that a person is true and sincere. وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ, and sabr is a light, and that is the part of the hadith that is relevant to this chapter, that sabr is a light. The explanation we will go through inshallah. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ, and the Quran Sharif is a proof for you, or it is a proof against you. وَكُلُّ النَّاسِ يَهْدُو, and every person wakes up in the morning, and then it is upon him now. فَبَايُعُن نَفْسَهُ, then he sells his soul. Either he sells it فَمُعْطِقُهَا, that he frees it from the punishment of Jahannam, or مُوبِقُهَا, or he destroys his soul. According to the actions that he will do in the day, starting from Fajr and all the amal of the day, whatever he does, his business, his profession, his work, whether he's selling himself and freeing himself from the fire of Jahannam and entering Jannah, or whether he's making the means for him to go into Jahannam. So this is a very beautiful hadith with very great teachings in it. Yeah, in this word, the mizan is referred to in this hadith. It is the scale that is referred to in various ahadith and Quranic verses. It physically exists already. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be used to weigh either people's actions or the books in which the actions are recorded. The mizan, the scale which Allah Ta'ala will place, is in existence already, just as Jannat and Jahannam is also in existence. And it will be used, the scale, to weigh the actions, and great details are explained that in which way will the actions of man be weighed. Well, those very actions, though they are such that now we don't see that, we don't feel like we all perform salat now, but how is the salat going to be weighed? There are various explanations given that they will take on forms on the day of Qiyamah, or the record of books will be weighed, or the person himself, according to what qualities he has got in himself, he will be weighed. Anyway, this is also a thing that we should be concerned, that in which way is the scales going to tip in our favor? Is the scale of good deeds going to be heavier, or the pain with our evil deeds, will that be heavier? Then, yeah, in this hadith, the words, the beautiful formula of Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we just take this usually also for granted, that these are words that we make after Fajr. We read the three, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But these are very great words, and that praise belongs solely and only to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. This reality, when we read these words, they should dawn upon us. When we are saying Alhamdulillah, then the word, the article Al is istighraqi. That means it encompasses all types of praise. Whatever praise there is only for Allah Ta'ala. If anyone or anything is praised, it is also that Allah has put that qualities within that person, or that thing. And that thing itself, like to praise a beautiful garden, that how beautiful it is, but it is not the garden's its own worth. And very soon in winter, you see that very garden is gone so dry. Or the gardener didn't work in it for just a few days, and then you see what that garden is. The same it is with us also. Any person, he must not fool himself and think that he is worthy of praise. If Allah takes out those qualities, Allah changes them, then nothing is left in that person. A person's health is so good, and many a person, sometimes perhaps, but we go overboard and we boast also that I haven't taken a tablet in my life. But the next, such a illness comes to that person that is bedridden, for example. Allah protect us all. So praise is only for Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala and for no one else. And the superiority of this praise of Allah is understood that Allah started the Quran Sharif with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise is only for Allah, who is the nourisher, sustainer of the entire creation. So these words are also extremely valuable. May Allah let us understand them. When we read them, also try and understand the meaning, and the depth of the meaning can never be exhausted. The more we will try to understand the deeper meaning, the more we will get enjoyment, and we'll appreciate that Allah has made it possible for the words Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar to come on my tongue. We will appreciate it, and we will, with great relief, we will say these words. May Allah grant us the reality. Subhanallah.